please have your Bibles open to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14.
请大家翻开圣经到哥林多后书六章十四节。
A few years ago, the wife of a friend entered into a business partnership with another woman.
几年前，我一个朋友的妻子和另外一位女士进行商业合作。
The two women shared a common interest.
这两位女士她们有共同的兴趣。
Their skills appeared to complement each other.
她们的技能彼此互补。
Seemed to her and her husband to be a smart move.
这对于她和她的丈夫来说好像是个聪明之举。
But the business partner was not a believer.
但是这个合作伙伴不信主。
Within just a very few years, it became clear that the business partner had other values and differing business ethics.
就在短短的几年之内就显明出来这个合伙人的价值观和商业道德跟这位女士不一样。
It became more and more difficult to work together.
然后他们一起工作就会变得越来越困难。
Eventually, she had to take a loss of her investment to break the partnership.
最后她不得不承担这次损失的这次投资的损失，然后结束这次合作。
It was a sad story, but nothing compared to the tragic stories of marriage between a believer and an unbeliever.
这是一件令人难过的事情，但是没有什么可以和一个信徒和非信徒之间婚姻的悲剧相比。
God can be gracious.
神可以是有恩典的。
He can bring blessing into a marriage when one partner becomes a believer.
当婚姻中有人信主的时候，神会祝福。
But God warns about entering marriage when this difference exists from the start.
但是如果一开始就是一个人信一个人不信，神会警告开始这段婚姻。
There are plenty of sad stories.
关于这样的婚姻悲剧有很多。
In the worst cases, there is abuse and abandonment.
在最坏的情况下，可能会有虐待，会有抛弃。
In the better cases, there is simply the failure for the marriage to be all that it could be.
在较好的情况下，也不过是婚姻可能出现的各种失败。
Someone was trying to draw the Corinthians away from their relationship with the Apostle Paul.
以前曾经有人试图离间哥林多的信徒和保罗之间的关系。
As Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he opened his heart to them.
但是正如保罗在哥林多信中所说，他向他们心是敞开的。
And he encouraged them to open their hearts to him.
保罗也鼓励他们向他敞开心。
He had proven his love for them.
保罗已经向他们显示了他的爱。
Others to whom they were opening their hearts had not done so.
他们向其他人敞开心，但是那些人并没有像保罗这样对他们。
And so he warns them, don't be bound together with unbelievers.
所以保罗警告他们不要和不信的人同负一轭。
Instead, they should fear God and do all they could to be set apart for him.
反而要敬畏神，尽他们所有为着神与那些人分开。
The instructions which Paul gives in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 14 to 18 have broad application.
保罗在哥林多后书六章十四节中所给的教导有很广泛的应用。
One application which we look at today is marriage.
我们今天所要看到的应用是关于婚姻。
God created marriage as something very good.
神创造婚姻是很美好的。
But sin entered the world and marriage became less than it should have been.
但是坠入了这个世界，婚姻变得不再是它本来的样子。
Being single can be an advantage.
单身可能是一种优势。
It's better than a bad marriage.
因为它比一段不好的婚姻要强。
Nevertheless, marriage can be good.
然而婚姻可以很好。
Part of making it good is keeping within the boundaries which God has defined for healthy marriages.
不越过神为健康婚姻所设立的界限，是使婚姻美好的一部分。
And the next couple of sermons will examine three such boundaries.
在下面的几次讲道中，我们会仔细查看三个这样的界限。
The first boundary is this: marry only another believer.
第一个界限是只跟信主的人结婚。
2 Corinthians 6:14 says literally, do not be yoked together with unbelievers.
哥林多后书六章十四节说，不要和不信的人同负一轭。
A farmer uses a yoke to bind two animals together to pull a plow or a wagon.
这轭是农民用来把两个动物绑在一起，然后用它们来犁地或者拉车的。
God commanded in the Old Testament not to yoke together two differing animals, like an ox and a donkey.
神在旧约中命令不要用轭把两个不同的动物，比如说牛或者驴绑在一起。
Yokes are designed for specific animals.
轭是给专门的动物设计的。
Even using the same type of animal requires matching the two animals.
即使是同一种动物，也需要使它们配对。
Otherwise, one animal or both animals could be injured.
否则其中一个或者两个都会受伤。
In the case of believers and unbelievers, they are radically different.
信主的人和不信的人是完全不同的。
Paul uses 5 rhetorical questions to demonstrate this difference.
保罗用五个反问句来阐明他们之间的不同。
Each question, from a different perspective, explains the reason why a believer should not enter into a marriage with an unbeliever.
每一个反问都从一个不同的角度来解释为什么信徒不应该和一个非信徒进入婚姻。
Each question makes a contrast between two things.
每个反问都在两者之间进行对比。
And each question uses a different word for that contrast.
在每个反问中，他都用不同的词进行对比。
The first question contrasts righteousness and lawlessness.
第一个反问用义和不义进行对比。
It asks what they have in common.
他说义和不义有什么相交呢？
The phrase in common translates a word related to the word partner.
相交这个词有伙伴的意思，比如说业务合作伙伴。
It's like a partner in business. The sons of Zebedee, James and John, were partners in business.
西比带的两个儿子雅各和约翰，可以说他们是合作伙伴。
They shared the work.
他们一起工作。
And they shared the profits and losses.
他们也共同盈利，也共同承担损失。
What do righteousness and lawlessness have in common?
义和不义有什么相交呢？
How can they partner together?
他们怎么可以成为一伙呢？
Both the Old Testament and the New Testament says that God loves righteousness but hates lawlessness.
在旧约和新约中都说神喜欢义，憎恶不义。
Paul in Romans tells the believer to choose between them.
保罗在罗马书中对信徒说只能二选一。
We will either be slaves of the one or of the other.
我们要不做义的奴仆，要不就是做罪的奴仆。
The two are never compatible.
二者是不可兼容的。
God has declared the believer righteous in Jesus Christ.
神已经在基督耶稣里称信的人为义了。
The Spirit is working to make the believer righteous.
圣灵在信徒里面工作，使他们成为义。
The unbeliever has no righteousness before God.
不信的人在神面前没有义。
Isaiah calls our attempts at righteousness filthy rags.
以赛亚说，人试图去成为义，这样的行为在神面前就像污秽的衣服。
A believer and an unbeliever serve two different masters.
信的人和不信的人侍奉不同的主。
A true believer will choose to serve righteousness.
一个真正的信徒会选择去成为义。
An unbeliever cannot serve anything but lawlessness.
一个不信的人只会成为不义。
Two different masters guarantees that conflict will eventually come.
侍奉两个不同的主，最终肯定会出现冲突。
If you have a bad business partner, you will suffer the losses caused by bad decisions.
如果你有一个不好的合作伙伴，你会遭受错误的决定带来的损失。
In a marriage, you will suffer or profit from the decisions your spouse makes.
在婚姻中，你会从你配偶的决定中受损失或者受益。
Righteousness and unrighteousness produce two different results.
义和不义会产生不同的结果。
You will not profit the way you should with an unbeliever.
跟一个不信的人在一起，可能你不会得到你应该得到的益处。
The second rhetorical question comes in the second half of verse 14.
第二个反问在十四节的后半部分。
What fellowship can light have with darkness?
光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
The word fellowship has the primary sense of sharing something in common.
相通这个词基本的含义是和什么东西有共同之处。
Believers have fellowship spiritually because they share the Holy Spirit and new life in common.
信徒在灵里相通，因为他们有同一个圣灵和新生命。
They have fellowship physically when they share material goods when there's need.
在有需要的时候，他们在物质上也会彼此帮助，互相分享。
Paul asks, "What light and darkness can share in common?"
保罗问，光明和黑暗有什么共同之处呢？
In the physical realm, there is hardly a more obvious antithesis.
从物理上讲，几乎没有什么比这两者之间的对立更明显。
Darkness is the absence of light.
黑暗就是没有光。
That is true by definition.
就是这么定义的。
Where there is light, there can be no darkness.
有光的地方就不可能有黑暗。
The two do not coexist.
这两者是不能共存的。
Light and darkness.Powerfully picture spiritual realities.
光明和黑暗很有力地刻画了属灵上的事实。
God has moved the believer out of darkness into the kingdom of light.
神带信的人出黑暗入光明的国度。
God calls believers children of light.
称他们为光明的子女。
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world."
耶稣对他的门徒说。你们是世上的光。
John wrote in John chapter 3 that unbelievers love darkness rather than light.
约翰福音第三章中写到，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱。
Because their deeds are evil, they prefer darkness.
世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
Light reveals their evil deeds.God himself is light.
神就是光。
In him there is no darkness.
在他毫无黑暗。
Now apply this now to marriage.
把这个应用到婚姻上。
What will happen when one is light and the other is darkness?
如果夫妻两人中一个是光明，一个是黑暗。
As light and darkness, a couple share nothing eternally significant in common.
正如光明和黑暗，他们在永恒里没有什么共同之处。
Two people can enjoy many activities together.
两个人也许可以一起做很多事情。
They can enjoy the same foods.
他们可以享受同样的美食。
They can enjoy the same free time activities.
他们可以有共同的业余活动。
But such things are temporal and insignificant.
但是这些事只是暂时的，没有什么没有那么重要。
Liking the same food does not deepen a relationship.
喜欢同样的食物并不能使关系更深入。
And it does not solve conflicts.
它不能化解冲突。
Imagine that as a couple you go to a restaurant which you both like.
想象一下你们夫妻两人去了一个你们两个人都喜欢的餐厅。
You order food which you both like.
点了你们两个人都喜欢的食物。
But the waiter does not treat you well.
但是服务员对你们却不太好。
How should a child of light respond?
这个时候光明之子会怎样应对呢？
How would a child of darkness respond?
黑暗之子又会怎样应对呢？
A child of light should be understanding and merciful.
光明之子应该会去理解并且有怜悯心。
They are aware they represent God in heaven who gives good things to the good and to the wicked.
因为他们知道，他们代表了天上那位降雨给好人也给歹人的神。
The response concerns eternal issues and eternal values.
这样的应对关乎永恒的问题和永恒的价值。
Light has no fellowship with darkness.
光明和黑暗没有什么相通。
Third rhetorical question comes in verse 15.
第三个反问在十五节。
What harmony is there between Christ and Belial?
基督和比列有什么相合呢？
The English word symphony comes from the Greek word translated here, harmony.
英语中 symphony 这个词是从希腊语来的，在这里翻译作相和。
The idea of the word is much like that in music.
这个词的意思很像音乐中的和声。
A musical piece fits together two or more parts.
一段音乐中不同的部分结合在一起。
Together, the parts make a pleasing whole.
成为一个很悦耳的整体。
Together, they are more than any one part alone.
他们合在一起胜过每一个单独的部分。
Each part must submit to the others.
每个部分都要顺从其他部分。
They all fit together.
他们和谐地结合在一起。
So what harmony is there between Christ and Belial?
那基督和比列有什么相合呢？
In New Testament times, Belial was another name for Satan.
在新约时期，比列是撒旦的另一个名字。
What harmony is there between Christ and Satan?
基督和撒旦有什么相合呢？
Now the first question contrasted concepts.
前面的访问对比的都是一些概念。
This question and the next contrast people.
这个和下一个访问对比的是人。
Christ and Belial or Satan are the captains of two opposing realms.
基督和比列或者说撒旦是两个对立王国的首领。
Christ is the light.
基督是光。
He is our righteousness.
他是我们的义。
Satan is the prince of darkness.
撒旦是黑暗之王。
He is the personification of lawlessness.
他是不义的化身。
He will be behind the enemy of the end times who is called the lawless one.
他是末日的敌人背后的那位不法的人。
A person can only serve one master.
一个人只可以侍奉一个主。
A person can only have one spiritual father.
一个人只可以有一个灵性上的父亲。
Jesus said you cannot serve two masters.
耶稣说你不可以耶稣说一个人不可以侍奉两个主。
You will either hold to the one or despise the other.
不是恶这个就是爱那个。
Christ and Satan are opposing masters.
基督和撒旦是对立的王。
They have opposing purposes.
他们的意图相互对立。
There is no harmony between them.
他们之间没有相合。
Jesus said of his enemies, "You are of your father, the devil."
耶稣对他的敌人说：“你们是出于你们的父魔鬼。”
Satan lies.
撒旦撒谎。
He murders.
杀人。
He hates.
仇恨。
God is love.
但是神是爱。
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣是道路、真理与生命。
A person without Christ has a different master.
没有耶稣的人侍奉另外一个主。
Questions arise in marriage.
在婚姻中就会出现问题。
Decisions will have to be made.
我们不得不做出选择。
What will you do?
你会怎么做呢？
To whom will you submit?
你会顺从谁？
Believers turn to Christ.
信的人转向耶稣。
They acknowledge his lordship.
他们认耶稣为主。
Those without Christ do not recognize Christ as their master.
那些没有耶稣的人不认他是他们的主。
They do not turn to him to follow him.
他们不会转向耶稣，不会跟随耶稣。
There is no harmony between Christ and Satan.
撒旦，基督和撒旦没有什么相合。
Do not be yoked with an unbeliever.
不要和不信的人同父一轭。
Paul poses yet a fourth question in verse 5.
保罗在十五节还提出了第四个访问。
What does a believer have to do have in common with an unbeliever?
信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？
The phrase in common translates a different word than in verse 14.
相干这个词和十四节中的翻译不太一样。
This word is used elsewhere to mean being a part owner of something.
这个词在其他地方使用时意思是说对某个东西有部分的拥有权。
It's also used to refer to having a part of an inheritance.
它也被用来指具有部分继承权。
And the meaning overlaps some of the earlier terms.
这个意思和前面几个说法有一些重叠。
We can rephrase Paul's question this way.
我们可以换个方式复述保罗的问题。
What inheritance would a believer and an unbeliever share?
信的人和不信的人有什么共同的继承呢？
They share no inheritance.
他们没有共同的继承。
The believer has a home in heaven with Jesus.
信的人和耶稣在天国有一个家。
The believer's citizenship is in heaven.
他们是天上的国民。
God has blessed the believer with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
神已经赐给信的人天上各样属灵的福气。
The unbeliever is separated from Christ.
不信的人和基督是隔绝的。
The unbeliever is excluded from citizenship with God's people.
他们被排除在上帝的国民之外。
The unbeliever is a foreigner to the promises of God.
在神的应许上，他们是局外人。
Don't be yoked to an unbeliever.
不要和不信的人同父一轭。
Don't choose to enter a marriage with an unbeliever.
不要和不信的人进入婚姻。
A believer and an unbeliever do not share the same inheritance.
信的人和不信的人没有共同的继承。
The husband of a woman in our church died this spring.
这个春天我们教会有一个姐妹的丈夫去世了。
She is a believer.
她是信主的。
He was not.
但是她的丈夫不是。
They had been married over 50 years.
他们结婚超过50年。
He had been good to his family.
这个丈夫对这个家庭很好。
He had provided for them.
他供养他们。
He had adopted orphaned relatives and cared for them.
他还收养了那些是孤儿的亲属，照顾他们。
However, he rejected Christ.
可是他拒绝了耶稣。
He did not believe the good news.
他没有信福音。
And this is the greatest sorrow.
这是最大的悲哀。
Even when a marriage seems to work well, sorrow is waiting.
即使一段婚姻，似乎很不错，悲哀却正在等待着。
A believer and an unbeliever have no common future.
信的人和不信的人没有共同的未来。
The fifth and final question comes in verse 16.
第五个，也是最后一个反问在十六节中。
What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols?
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？
The word agreement can also mean approval.
相同在这里也可以是认可或者赞同的意思。
Originally, the word referred to collecting votes.
这个词最初是指收集选票。
Hence, it came to mean agreement.
所以有赞同的相同的意思。
Each puts in his or her idea, and you come to an agreement.
每个人提出他的想法，然后你表示赞成。
So Paul asks, what agreement is there between the temple of God and idols?
所以保罗问，神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？
Now, a devout Jew would in no way allow idols to be brought into the temple of God.
一个虔诚的犹太人绝不会允许偶像被带进神的殿。
That was unthinkable.
那是不可思议的。
In the Old Testament, bringing idols into the temple was the ultimate rebellion against God.
在旧约里，把偶像带进神的殿是对神最大的反叛。
It was also historically the ultimate desecration of the temple.
这也是历史上对圣殿最大的亵渎。
There will also be a future desecration of another temple by setting up an idol in it.
将来也会有对另一个圣殿的亵渎，就是在其中设立一个偶像。
Paul had also taught Gentile believers to have nothing to do with idols.
保罗也教导外邦的信徒不要和偶像有什么关系。
In 1 Corinthians, he warned them about idolatry.
在哥林多前书，保罗警告他们关于拜偶像的事。
He warned them against eating at pagan feasts in their temples.
他警告他们不要吃外邦的庙中祭偶像的祭偶像之物。
Believers are the temple of God, both individually and corporately.
每一个信徒个体。和所有信徒组成的整体都是神的殿。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 16 and 17, Paul had told the Corinthians that they, as the church, were the temple of God.
在哥林多前书三章十六到十七节，保罗已经告诉哥林多的信徒，他们作为教会是神的殿。
He explained to the Ephesians that believers are being joined together to form a dwelling place, a temple for God.
他向以弗所的信徒解释，信的人结合在一起成为一个居所，就是神的殿。
In 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19, Paul told the Corinthians that their bodies were a temple of the Holy Spirit.
在哥林多前书六章十九节，保罗告诉 哥林多的信徒，他们的身体是圣灵的殿。
By definition, the unbeliever does not worship the true and living God.
从定义上来讲，不信的人不会敬拜又真又活的神。
Belief in God is not sufficient.
但是信神还不够。
Jesus said, "You cannot honor the Father unless you honor the Son."
耶稣说，不尊敬子的是不会尊敬父的。
A person must believe in Jesus Christ as God the Son, Savior and Lord, to worship God.
一个人必须相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，是救主，是我们的主，才会敬拜上帝。
Whatever an unbeliever values above God is like an idol.
任何一个不信的人看得高过神的东西，就像一个偶像。
It's their goal.
这个偶像就是他们的神。
To bind yourself to an unbeliever brings idolatry into the temple of God.
和不信的人结合在一起，就是把拜偶像的事带进神的殿。
It brings idols into your life.
他把偶像带进你的生活。
By association, it brings them into the church as well.
从而也会把偶像带进教会。
How can there be any agreement between the one and only true God and anything falsely claiming equal status?
独一无二的真神怎么会和任何谎称同等地位的有什么相同呢？
There cannot be agreement.
不可能有相同。
The two do not fit together.
这两者不相合。
Do not be yoked to an unbeliever.
不要和不信的人同父一轭。
This is for your best.
这是为你好。
Paul continued in chapter 7 and addressed the Corinthians as dear friends, or literally loved ones.
保罗在第七章中继续讲，并且他称呼他们为亲爱的朋友，在字面上的意思就是心爱的人。
He wrote to them out of compassion for them.
他写信给他们是出于对他们的怜悯。
These instructions are for your good.
这些教导是为了你的益处。
They're ultimately for your best.
他们最终是为你好。
It honors also God not to join with an unbeliever.
不和不信的人进入婚姻也是对神的荣耀。
If you're already married and your partner is not a believer, stay with your partner.
如果你已经结婚，而且你的配偶不信主，继续和他在一起。
Paul clearly teaches this in 1 Corinthians 7.
保罗在哥林多前书七章清楚地教导过这个。
If your partner wishes to stay with you, you stay with your partner.
如果你的配偶情愿和你同住，你就和他同住。
God can bless through you, the believer.
神会透过你赐下祝福。
You do not know what God will ultimately work.
你不知道神最终会怎样工作。
But if you have the choice, do not marry an unbeliever.
但是如果你可以选择，不要和不信的人结婚。
Despite anything which you may have in common,The essential differences are extreme.
不管你们有任何共同之处，本质的不同是极度巨大的。
Consider just a few of the challenges which regularly arise.
考虑几个常见的挑战。
What is the attitude towards sexual purity?
比如对于性纯洁的态度是怎样？
Are you willing to tolerate a spouse who does not believe that absolute faithfulness in marriage is necessary?
如果你的配偶不相信对婚姻绝对忠诚是有必要的，你愿意容忍吗？
Recently, I heard the story of one man.
前不久，我听过一件事。
He had gotten saved, and his wife has not yet become a believer.
一个男的得救信主了，但是他的妻子还没有。
She wants to watch movies with sexual content.
这个妻子想看有色情内容的电影。
He no longer wants to.
但是这个丈夫不再想看了。
It's causing conflict in the marriage.
这个就引起了在婚姻中的冲突。
What about money?
关于钱呢？
What is the attitude toward money?
对于钱的态度是怎样的？
The believer should not be storing up treasures on earth, but in heaven.
信的人应该积聚财宝在天上，而不是在地上。
The believer should be generous.
信的人应该是大方。
The Bible encourages the believer to participate in missions by giving.
圣经鼓励信的人通过施舍参与到宣教中。
An unbelieving spouse will seldom share these values.
一个不信的配偶很少会有这些价值观。
Consider raising children.
考虑一下抚养小孩。
This is a challenge when both husband and wife are believers.
这对于双方都信主的夫妻已经是一个很大的挑战。
It's even greater when only one is a believer.
如果只有一个人信，挑战会更大。
The believing parent will encourage the children to read the Bible.
信主的一方会鼓励孩子读圣经。
The believer will pray with their children.
和孩子一起祷告。
The believer will want to take the children to church.
想带孩子去教会。
The believer will want to introduce the children to Jesus.
想给孩子讲耶稣。
The believer will strive to live as a godly example to the children.
会竭力成为孩子一个属神的榜样。
The unbeliever will be an example of different values.
不信主的一方会树立另一个价值观的榜样。
The unbeliever will encourage children in a different direction.
会鼓励孩子走向不同的方向。
There's no fellowship, no partnership, no harmony.Between the believer and the unbeliever with regard to the spiritual well-being of the children.
在关于孩子的灵性健康方面，信的人和不信的人没有相通，没有合作，没有相合。
God has established boundaries for marriage.
神为婚姻设立了界限。
These boundaries are for your good so that you may enjoy a very good marriage.
这些界限是为了你的好处，让你可以拥有一个很好的婚姻。
They exist to bring honor to God.
它的存在是为荣耀上帝。
Do not be yoked with an unbeliever.
不要和不信的人同父一轭。
Remember the contrast.
记住这些对比。
Righteousness versus lawlessness.
义和不义。
Light versus darkness.
光明和黑暗。
Christ versus Satan.
基督和撒旦。
Belief versus unbelief.
信和不信。
True worship versus idolatry.
真正的敬拜和拜偶像。
There is no essential common ground.
他们没有本质上的共同点。
For your own sake, respect this boundary.
为了你自己遵守这些界限。
Children of God should not be joined to unbelievers.
上帝的子女不应该和不信的人成为一体。
Amen.